It's Morning Edition from NHPR. Happy Friday. It's time for Ask Sam.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
NHPR's own Sam Evans-Brown joins us to answer questions about the natural world here in the Granite State. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Rick. This question comes to us from Russ, who splits his time between Sandwich and Bedford.
In Sandwich, New Hampshire, everybody has a story about seeing a mountain lion. But the state always denies it. None of us know why they deny it. We speculate they don't want to spook tourism. We don't know what's going on. Be well. Thanks, bye.
The great mountain lion conspiracy theory.
The deep state suppressing mountain lion news.
Why is the government suppressing this, Sam?
Okay, for starters, the last taking of a mountain lion was in 1885. That was the last time we saw the corpse of a mountain lion in New Hampshire. And it's estimated that there hasn't been a breeding population in the state for at least 70 years. So that is the official line from the government.
They would say that, Sam. They would.
Right. So if people say that they're seeing mountain lions, then the question becomes, why is the state and federal government trying to cover up all of this credible evidence of mountain lions?
States never denied mountain lions are here, and they've never admitted mountain lions are here. The state has always said when we have verifiable evidence to say a mountain lion has been, is, or was in the state, that would acknowledge that and give that information out.
There's no conspiracy here?
No, no conspiracy. As wildlife biologists, we would be fascinated to say, look what was found in our state.
That's Pat Tate, by the way. He's the fur bear biologist with New Hampshire Fish and Game.
So, okay, so he says, look, we'd love to see this. We don't have the evidence. Yet, listener Russ says, look, we've got this on camera.
So Pat Tate gets a lot of photos of things that people say is a mountain lion. But what Pat has not gotten is anything that is actual credible physical evidence. So we're talking about DNA from scat or hair, a clear track confirmed by an expert, or a photo that he can look at and say, yes, that is a mountain lion. And most of the photos that get sent to him turn out to be bobcats.
I've received pictures of house cats. I've received pictures of dogs at odd angles.
Oh, dogs at odd angles. Man, I love that band. They should have been bigger.
What he's saying is not that there has never been a mountain lion. In fact, Pat concedes that there are some very credible, wood-savvy folks who know what a bobcat looks like who have told him they've seen a mountain lion. They just don't have a photo that he can look at and say, hey, you're right. And it is actually fairly reasonable to think that mountain lions have passed through New Hampshire at some point. There's this thing called the Cougar Network that tracks verified sightings of mountain lions, and they are all around us. And as recently as 2011, there was one young male mountain lion that cruised all the way from the Black Hills of South Dakota, went over the Great Lakes, down through New York State, getting spotted all along the way, killed a beaver at the Quabbin Reservoir in central Massachusetts, had left verified scat there, and then went down to Connecticut, got hit by a car and killed.
Oh, so we know they're around.
One of the experts who was contacted to verify all the evidence used to reconstruct that journey that this young mountain lion made is a guy named Mark Elbrock. He's the Puma Program Director for Panthera, which is a global wildcat conservation organization. He used to live in New England and has tracked mountain lions his whole life. And he says that that particular story shows you that when you've got a mountain lion in town, it's kind of obvious.
Mountain lions leave a lot of sign. There's tracks everywhere. They create these scrapes where they, you know, are communicating with each other with scent. They create these big latrines that are very obvious. They kill big animals. And now that everybody and their mother has a remote camera in their backyard, it's just so, so unlikely that there are resident breeding mountain lions in New England that are living invisibly among us. It's become Bigfoot.
Obviously, what's great about this and any conspiracy theory is it can go on and on.
Well, and there's a nugget of truth at the center, right? Because there are all these false sightings, but if you were to ask me, has a mountain lion ever passed through New Hampshire and been spotted by somebody who wasn't able to get that hard evidence? I mean, given that we've got confirmed sightings in every state around us, it's probably true that some have been seen by some people. But as far as I can tell, there is no deep state conspiracy to cover up the breeding population of cougars in the Granite State.
Yeah, you would say that, wouldn't you, Sam? Maybe you're part of it.
If somebody does have irrefutable phototrap evidence, send it to me.
You're going to suppress it, aren't you?
And I will get it confirmed.
You? I'll tell you what, send it to me. All right, Sam Evans Brown, if somebody does want to take you up on that offer and send you their hard-earned evidence, where should they send it?
You can send it to outsidein@nhpr.org. If you also have a question you want to ask, you can record it as a voice memo, send it there, or call 1-844-GO-OTTER.
All right, NHPR's Sam Evans Brown, host of Outside In. Thanks again, and we'll be back in a couple of weeks with another edition of Ask Sam.